Well, I crossed another podcast off the list of podcasts I love that I finally got to be on. And that was with Judge John Hodgman, which I was on this week with Lauren. I've had two other cases adjudicated by Judge John Hodgman. If you're not familiar with the show, John Hodgman is the guy who played the PC in the Hello, I'm a Mac and I'm a PC ads years ago with Apple. And he was a correspondent for The Daily Show. He's an author. He's a comedian or a humorist. He's great. And he adjudicates dumb cases between friends, family members, etc. I've played a clip from the show on this podcast before when I had sent in a case regarding Liam. When we went to Paris a couple years back, Lauren let each kid research things they wanted to do in Paris, and Liam came up with the Paris Sewer Museum, and we were like, we don't want to go to the Paris Sewer Museum. And so I asked the judge to rule that we didn't have to go, and he ruled, no, you have to go. And we did, and I thanked him for it on this recording. I'd actually forgotten about that a bit when we sat down in the recording for our case. The judge also ruled in his New York Times column on my case against Dan and Maltz from The Rebound when a listener asked us which of the co-hosts you would rather have haunt you. They immediately chose each other, and I wanted them to at least consider me, and the judge ruled they did not have to consider me, but that I should haunt them upon my death, which means I have to predecease them, I guess, so that part sucks. Anyway, welcome to Your Daily Lex.
Your Daily Lex.
It was a true pleasure being on Judge John Hodgman. It was just so fun. The case, if you haven't yet listened, and you can watch it on YouTube because they filmed the whole thing, or you can listen to the podcast. But the case was between me and Lauren, because when it's cold, Lauren likes to get her steps now by walking a loop upstairs, and it's incredibly annoying. Upstairs, I mean on the first floor of the house, meaning not in the basement where the treadmill is, because it's too cold in the basement, says Lauren. But this loop that she does goes right by my office door, and it goes through the kitchen, and it is like 60 steps or so at the most. And it's incredibly annoying. If you're using the kitchen, suddenly you're in Lauren's way, even though you're the one using the kitchen, which is, you know, got kitchen purposes. So I took her to the judge, and the whole experience was a delight. The studio was cool. I have no idea how podcast studios in central New Jersey stay in business, but there it was. And talking with John and Jesse from the show was fun, as was their producer, Jennifer Marmer. Everybody was great. Everybody was delightful. Hilariously, during the conversation, Snuggies came up, so I got to talk about my Snuggie book. There was one point during the recording when John had asked Lauren about her treadmill usage and if she watched TV while using the treadmill. And Lauren said that she had binged the entirety of Friends while on the treadmill. And John said, oh, well, no one told you life was going to be that way. And I said, could you be taking more steps? And Hodgman found that very funny. Not the world's greatest joke, not the world's most original Friends-related joke, but it was immediate, and I think he liked that. And he said, oh, that was better than my joke. And then he kept referencing throughout the rest of the episode that he wasn't punishing me for making a funnier joke than his. However, that whole joke and run did not make the final cut of the episode, which I think is fine, but it was funny to me. I like when comedians think I'm funny, and he specifically said that I was, so... Of course, I wanted that in the final edit, but what are you going to do? Anyway, check it out. A little bit later on this morning, I'm going to be driving to Boston. Actually, I'm going to drive to Waltham, Massachusetts, where I'll be sleeping over. Oh, and I had asked Ani and Ani's roommate, hey, where can I take you for dinner Thursday night, tonight? And they came back with the Cheesecake Factory. And I was like, really? You can eat at Cheesecake Factory anywhere. You don't want to go to like a Boston place? And Ani's like, well, Felipe, that's the roommate, lives in Costa Rica. There are no Cheesecake Factories there. He's never been. Okay, so we're going to the Cheesecake Factory tonight. I will be getting the salmon off the Skinnylicious menu. It's fun going to a restaurant and already knowing exactly what you're going to get. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful April 30th. It's the last day of April. That means tomorrow is the 1st of May. And y'all know what that means. Lauren's birthday. Anyway, her mother's maiden name. Oh, never mind. Goodbye.
Lex.